For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NFL free agency well underway. Do you know what team signed the first free agent? Make the first move, Graham. Very first team. The Dallas Cowboys. They re-signed their long snapper. Somebody named Trent Sieg. Actually, I don't even know if I pronounced the name right. There you go. Dallas.
Sure.
I think that was the only move they've made. Something that I know. We can talk about with Wes Moore, NC State women's basketball coach, but we're going to leave that for the end. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad we got that long snapper covered. I tell you what.
One of my favorite things in the world. One of my favorite things in the world to do is to talk to you about your Cowboys. We're going to get to that. First,
all right.
I know Sunday didn't go according to plan. What did Notre Dame do in the fourth quarter that kind of choked off your offense? Only 8 points in the fourth as they rallied to beat you.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just the fourth quarter. The second quarter, we didn't score very much either. So, they played zone and – in the third quarter, I thought we did a much better job of spreading them out, reversing the ball, which is what worked well up at their place. And then the fourth quarter, I think, we got away maybe from moving the ball. We stood around a little bit too much. Also, doesn't help when you're 3-for-17 from three.
Right.
And they're 8-for-17 from three. So, that was those five threes. Five threes, that's a 15-point difference. So, frustrated as a coach, you want to try to help your players get over the hump. I think that may be the first time, Adam, I've ever experienced losing in a championship game of a tournament. So, we were fortunate to go 3-0 earlier, and then I think when I was at Chattanooga, I think we won 9 in a row. Made it to the championship game. So, not a good feeling for sure. And disappointed that I couldn't help us get it done.
Wes Moore, head coach for the NC State women. So what do you do for a week now? You got to sit around. I've never understood that. You guys have to sit around for a week before. And the women's tournament starts a little bit later. What do you do?
We love it. Our conference tournament is basically 2 weeks before the NCAA,
right,
where the men are 1 week. But I love it. Most years, last year it didn't work out probably for the first time, but most years this week is during our spring break.
Right.
But we let our players have 3 days off, so that was good for them. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll lift weights and shoot a little bit. And then Friday and Saturday, crank back up. Friday, Saturday, we'll have a couple of practices where we can really focus on us. We don't know who our opponent is yet, so that's good. We can't worry about that. Work on the things that we need to do better. And then Sunday night, we'll find out who we have and start the preparation and basically have, probably – 5 days, or four or five days to get ready. So I like it. So it's not bad. And as you know, I put my golf clubs up in October. And so they've been in the closet for about 5 months. But yesterday I got them out and went down. I live about an hour from Pinehurst. I went down and played golf yesterday. So I needed that. And now I'm on my way to see a state tournament high school playoff game over in the Winston-Salem area. And so it's good for us to, be able to catch our breath, catch up on recruiting and things like that. So it's all good.
Did you play well yesterday?
I never play well, Adam. But you know, had a great time. I don't think I lost a ball, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
My goal was we played at Country Club in North Carolina, and my goal, their greens are pretty fast.
Yes.
My goal was to not blow it by the hole, and I bet I hit three putts completely off the green. So I must have still been thinking about that game from Sunday when I was standing over some of those putts. But if they gave a long drive contest winner for putting, I might have a shot at it.
That's interesting. That would be a great contest. Wes Moore is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. What does it say? I brought this up earlier. What does it say about the popularity of the women's game? Does it say anything about the popularity of the women's game that on the same day that Duke Carolina was played in prime time, the Big Ten championship game featuring Caitlin Clark and Iowa was the most watched college basketball game of the day?
That's awesome. I didn't know that. That's awesome. But, you know, we of course, played at Iowa a year ago against Caitlin Clark. And we actually won the game, okay? But nobody called me last year in the NCAA tournament for a scouting report on how to slow Caitlin Clark down, because we held her to 45 points in a win. How about that? So, yeah, she's amazing. It is, though. It's a great time for women's basketball. And I'll be honest with you, I enjoy watching it, you know, when I get the opportunity. I think it's a great game. I think, you know, it's come so far, and it's an exciting time, definitely, to be involved in this sport.
Well, you have been around women's basketball for a long time. How do you explain to people how much better the game is today than it was maybe 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah, I just think, you know, the players have gotten so much better. The athleticism, the skill set, you know, again, a Caitlin Clark, I don't know how much you've seen of her, but I'm serious. If she crosses half court, you better pick her up. Because she will shoot it anywhere across half court. And, you know, the night we played them, I don't know, since we won, if the press was trying to get me to go there, they asked me what I thought of her shot selection and her taking that many shots. And, you know, I look at the stat sheet and said, hey, guys, if you're shooting over 50% and if you're shooting over 40% from three, you can shoot it every time. I don't care. Okay? Again, she's amazing. And there's a lot of other exciting players in our game and a lot of good freshmen. And so it's I think we'll continue to climb. We timed it real well, too, of course. Last year, the women's Final Four and the NCAA tournament just blew away the ratings and number of people watching on TV. And it was the same year that our contract with ESPN expired. So pretty good timing. And because of it, I think women's game has prospered, definitely.
There's no question about it.
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
You guys still get to host first couple of rounds. I don't know how much longer they're going to stay on campuses. I hope they do, because I think the environments are awesome. But whatever they can do, if they can feel like they can make more money at it, they're going to make more money at it. I know that. All right, real quick before I let you go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, that's what makes it so competitive in our game to finish in the top 16. because the top 16 teams that are selected, obviously a lot of it's based on your net and your strength of schedule, but I mean, finishing that top 16 is gold, yeah. Adam. I mean, it's amazing because you do get to play. And again, that doesn't guarantee anything, especially now. There's so much parity in our game, but it's definitely an advantage playing at home. So that's what puts pressure on us coaches all year long, is you know one loss may bump you out of that, you know, that top 16 seed. And so it's very, very valuable, no doubt.
All right, we're out of time to talk Cowboys. They haven't done much, so next time.
Well, there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
I mean, that's frustrating. Dak's contract, I think, is kills us. We have no money for free agency, so here we are. But anyway.
All right, well,
the Texas Rangers are still World Series champs.
Wes Moore, NC State women's basketball coach. I appreciate your time. Good luck. We'll find out on Sunday who's coming to Reynolds Coliseum. I appreciate it, and we will talk to you very soon.
Thanks so much, Adam. Appreciate it.
You got it, Wes Moore.
Bye-bye.
You got it. I should tell them to enjoy the champion, the playoff game in women's basketball here in North Carolina, but we'll see. That is an element of the women's game that is probably they might have even voted it. That's an element that's probably going to go as more money comes in and they feel like they can sell more tickets in these arenas, because if they can sell 15,000 seats, they're going to do that. They're going to do that. We'll see. It's very cool to see it still on campuses.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.